The movie Morris from America opens in theaters this weekend. It's about an African-American teenager who moves to Germany with his father. Mired in culture shock, the two bond over hip-hop.
It's music right here, boy.
It's boring.
Go to your room. You're grounded.
For what?
Because you like terrible music.
Can't ground me for that.
I can't.
Comic actor Craig Robinson plays the father, and Morris is portrayed by newcomer Marquise Christmas. NPR's Mondalit Del Barco met up with the rising star as he made his debut.
Morris from America premiered at this year's Sundance Film Festival. Nestled in the mountain town of Park City, Utah, Sundance has a rugged glamour. Movie stars spill drinks as they trudge through the snow. Movie producers frantically make deals in luxury ski resorts and condos. And yet there, on the red carpet, was Marquise Christmas, a baby-faced 16-year-old from South Los Angeles. He gingerly stepped in front of a line of photographers, a charming fish out of water, unsure of how to pose.
Good. One more. Thank you.
Then Christmas settled into a seat in a packed movie theater to watch himself on the big screen for the first time as Morris, a shy, chubby 13-year-old transplanted from America to Germany. Morris listens to rap, tries to make friends, and develops a crush on a blonde classmate. During one key scene in the movie, there he is as Morris in his bedroom, fantasizing about the object of his affection. He dresses up one of his pillows with her sweater and slow dances with it. He kisses it and tenderly caresses it and begins to, well, you get the picture. As the audience giggles, Christmas cringes, cowering in a seat, pulling his hoodie over his face. He just couldn't bear to watch himself.
That pillow scene just melts my soul. It just hits me real hard every time I see it. Like, I had fun shooting it. It's just seeing other people see it and they're actually laughing. It's just like, no. Like, I really don't even want my friends to see it.
Christmas is now sitting in a park up the hill from his house in L.A. He says aside from that embarrassing scene, he can relate to his character.
Morris is shy, a lot like me, but wants to be famous, just like me, falls in love too easy, has a pretty good relationship with his father.
Christmas actually grew up without his father around. When he was 8, his mom signed him up for the Big Brothers program. His assigned mentor, Matt Hill, watched him act in his 6th grade play, then recruited him to make a web series of short, funny YouTube videos. In them, Christmas plays just about all the characters.
Can change the world.
Your country needs you.
There's Marquise versus capitalism. Marquise saves the fish. Marquise, secret agent.
There's no use. Even if you do escape, you'll die.
Why?
Don't you know all the crimes America's committed?
I don't know about any of that, man. I've only had up to a 6th grade history.
Well, then I know exactly what we should do.
It was just silly and ridiculous. In the end, he's got this white fake beard and mustache. It's ridiculous.
Comic actor Craig Robinson notes these 5-minute YouTube videos were the only thing Christmas had done on camera before making Morris from America. Robinson, who plays Morris's father, says he's impressed by how well the young actor did.
He cried. He rapped. He had the pillow scene. Like, he got a lot in one. So yeah, kudos to you, kid.
Director Chad Hartigan had seen the YouTube videos while searching for his main actor. The director sent a message to Christmas's big brother via YouTube to call him in to read for the part.
His audition was okay. It wasn't amazing because he had never done anything like that before. But, I mean, there is something special about this kid. He's very rough. There was the raw materials there, but I was going to have to earn my salary. I mean, this entire movie rests on his little shoulders.
Hartigan says he took a chance on Christmas, who's a lot like the character he plays, a sensitive kid not in any rush to grow up. The director says he didn't want to teach Christmas how to act, but he did spend a lot of one-on-one rehearsal time with him at home.
One of the first times I came to hang out at his house, I suggested maybe we go for a walk and talk about the movie. And he said it's not the safest neighborhood to walk around in and that he sometimes gets picked on or messed with by gangbangers. And I just said, oh, because you're small? And he said, no, because I'm happy. I do think that we captured some of that in the movie.
Christmas says in his neighborhood he can't wear baggy pants or anything red or blue. That's how the rival gang members dress.
In these type of neighborhoods, you're supposed to be tough at all times. You're supposed to look tough. You're supposed to walk tough. Everything tough. If I'm just walking down the street, just being happy, just loving life, someone's going to be like, man, you're smiling too much.
He says growing up, he's seen gang violence up close.
I've witnessed people get shot right in front of my face, so I'm still traumatized. Just thinking about it, just too much to be around. Especially for someone that's shy, it's too much to be around.
Even so, Christmas says he was terrified to leave home to go to Germany to film the movie. He'd never been on a plane before, never ventured out of L.A. His grandma went with him on location. Back here in L.A., he lives in a small apartment with his mother, LaTanya Green, a hairdresser, proud of being 5 years sober. Also his sister, Terri Ann, and his niece.
When he started walking, pretty much, he was entertaining. So it didn't surprise me for them putting him in this film. It didn't surprise me at all. And he did a very good job.
He's gonna make it. He's gonna make sure that we all make it.
Like Morris, Marquise Christmas spends a lot of time hanging out in his bedroom, listening to hip hop and playing Grand Theft Auto.
I was just making those videos for fun. So once I went to Germany, got used to the set life, I just fell in love with it. Acting is what I wanna do for the rest of my life.
Marquise Christmas has already shot a pilot for a Disney show. Craig Robinson says he's got a bright future in showbiz.
He's a nice kid and who's enjoying this ride. Yeah, he's got an agent and everything. Go, Marquise, go. Go get him, Tiger.
Mandalit del Barco, NPR News.
Hit it. Yeah. Let's go. Yeah.